Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the new year. Happy New Year to you. And welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, teaching pastor at LifePoint Plain City, and excited to begin this new year in January, really kind of wrapping up really our focus on Christmas, this incredible reminder that we've had each and every week that God is writing himself into the human story. And as we culminate, as we reflected on the last week or so and celebrated the coming of Christ, hopefully you had a wonderful Christmas and great Christmas Eve services at your campus. And if you weren't able to attend, you got a chance to maybe watch online or celebrate somewhere else. But as we think about Christmas, we're often reminded in celebrating the first coming of Christ when he entered into human history in that beautiful Bethlehem manger in very miraculous circumstances, how he came to give us grace and revealed truth to us about who he is and why he came. But that's not it. That's not the only coming of Jesus. And while we rightfully so focus on that first coming and all that Christ accomplished in that, we're reminded that he's coming again. And what we have to look forward to. And it seems like for the last few weeks, I've got a chance to dig into Revelation whenever we're together. And guess what? We're going to be in Revelation again. But just from the perspective of what it is that we are looking forward to in his first coming. Really, this season of Advent is this idea of waiting, that we are awaiting our Savior. The first chance that we waited for him was back in Bethlehem. And the second waiting is we do not know when that day is, but we know when it is that he will restore the glory due him, and we will experience all the goodness of God here on earth. And so I just want to read from Revelation 22, just to help prepare us to think about this incredible reality of what we have to look forward to. Revelation 22 says, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb." Notice how this river of life, the water of life, remember Jesus said that from him will become springs of living water, that he will provide life. Again, what a great image of this. And where is it coming from? From the throne of God. And who is on the throne? The Lamb of God, Jesus. And through the middle of the street of the city, also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month, that there is no dry season when it comes to the fruit in heaven, that every month it is producing glorious fruit. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. How beautiful that is. Verse 3, "No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him." Verse 4, "And they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and nights will be no more." Again, because they will need no light or of lamp or sun, for the Son of God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Again, these beautiful echoes, right, of the Garden of Eden and its glorious trees and river and fruit and water and God's presence, that it'll be restored and made new. And so as we look ahead this year and think about 2025 and all that the Lord may have for us, both the wonderful things, but also knowing that there may be hardships and some challenges that come along the way as well. And so I just want us to be focusing on, again, this beautiful future that we await, that we get to be in God's very presence, in the place that he has for us, forever living out his purposes as his people. And what a great and glorious thing that we get to be in his very presence. So I'd love to just pray for you and me that this year would be a year that we remind ourselves, not just of what Christ has done to take up residence in us, but we too could experience God's goodness and residence in us as we seek to make him known to others. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for who you are and for what you've done. God, thanks for this glorious future we have awaiting us, that gives us hope, God. That hope is not a wishful thinking, but God, it's to set our hearts and minds on what is to come because of what has already happened. And what has already happened is Jesus has come, that God himself has entered into human history, wrapped himself in flesh, lived a sinless and perfect life, died on a cross, rose again, ascended back up to the Father, interceding for his saints, and will one day gloriously return again, ushering in his kingdom, that we too will get to experience those new heavens and new earth, God. And so we await that day. May we live for that day. May we live for that kingdom and not for the one right here that our feet is on. but where our hearts are with you, Jesus, in heaven. And so, God, I pray that this next year, God, you would help us to live and to long for that while we live in such a way that we would help bring as many people into your presence as we seek to follow you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a few moments and pray?